This is Food Talk for Health, because you really are what you eat. Here is your host, Tonia King.
Joining me today is Veronica Barton Schwartz, skincare expert. And today we're talking about how important omega-3s are in our diet. How are you today, Veronica?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So give me the scoop. Why is omega-3 so important for our skin? I know it's important for so many other things, but how does it relate to skincare?
Well, omega-3s are essential fatty acids, and there's two families of fats, and they're comprised of omega-3s and 6s, and you get your omega-3s from cold water fish, and omega-6s usually come from seeds, nuts, and their oils. But you need these really to have beautiful skin, and they're not only important for your skin, but omegas are really important for your heart and your brain and just your body functions. So I've always been interested in skincare and nutrition, and the two are connected. You can't have beautiful skin, and you can't age gracefully without the right nutrients. And the omegas are really important because our bodies don't manufacture them.
And I understand drinking lots of water also helps your skin, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you need water for every process in the body. And it's interesting now. When you go out to dinner, you can get anything. You can get a glass of wine, you can get a cup of coffee, tea, but to me, the most important thing is water. So I don't drink anything but, you know, water with my meals. And I don't even drink the water till after I've eaten my meals, because it's like it takes different enzymes to break down everything. But water is the most important thing, you know, because our body is comprised of, like, mostly water.
You know, it's funny because many times we don't think that the skin is the largest organ in the human body, and yet it is.
Oh, yeah.
We don't pay attention, I think, to our complexions as much as maybe we should. It just doesn't seem as obvious as, you know, other things, taking care of our bodies.
Well, right. You know, when I look at somebody, when you're young, you have this beautiful plump skin.
Right.
But I've been in the business so long, and I'm in my late 60s now. And when I look at somebody, say, over the age of 34, 35, I can tell their health just from looking at their skin and their eyes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and you can see, you know, there's been before and afters, you know, like twins who smoke and the one that doesn't smoke.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything is like, the skin is like the first thing that goes. I mean, whether it's sun damage, smoking, you can tell somebody, or even not putting the right foods in your body. That's why it's so important. We are what we eat.
That's really true.
So now, it's, you know, to have beautiful skin is really a way of life. That's what I tell people. It's, you know, it's sleep, and it's nutrition, and it's stress. So, yeah, you can really tell a person's health from their skin after a certain age.
Omega-3s are easily available as a supplement. We can all pop an omega-3 in our mouth, but we also can eat foods that have omega-3s. And what about skincare products? Are they now showing up with omega-3s in them as well?
Well, you know, it's really, to put omega-3s, it's more important to ingest them than to put them on your skin. There's antioxidants and things that have, you know, avocado oil, but you don't really want to put, if you put a pure form of fish oil on your skin, it's going to stink. So, you know, you have to get skincare products that are formulated with the right antioxidants, the right combinations. But, I mean, you can get skincare, and they're finding more and more every year about what's good for your skin. But fish oil is better ingested than applying to the skin.
Okay, well, that's really good to know. What other things would you recommend to increase our consumption of omega-3s?
As far as foods?
Yeah.
Well, you know, wild cold water fish, you hear a lot about wild Alaskan salmon, really is the best form. You know, you get it in your omega-3 eggs now. They put it in omega-8, walnuts, seaweed, algae, you know, the avocados.
Oh, yeah.
And coconut. There, you know, coconut oil is fabulous, and that's one thing that can really be great topically on your skin.
I know that Nordic Naturals provides a variety of different omega-3 products. Does this tie into complexion?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, before I discovered Nordic Naturals, it was really hard because sometimes you get these supplements and they have like a fishy taste, like I was saying.
Yeah.
And I've been taking Nordic Naturals probably now for about 7-8 years, and they just keep getting better and better. And they have, you know, I told you I have, you know, all these grandchildren. So I get it for the kids and my dog. I have a little dog. They have supplements for dogs. They have a vegetarian supplement, so people who are vegetarian and don't want to take, you know, the salmon, the fish oil. And they have a complete omega for women, and it has all the vitamins in it, vitamin D. You're getting everything, so it's really great, and it doesn't have that fishy taste.
Yeah, so. I've been a Nordic Naturals person for years myself. I just absolutely love their products.
Yeah,
and it's great to see how it works in all parts of our body, including our, you know, skin.
Oh, it's great for our heart, our brain. When I don't take my supplements, it's really interesting. I can feel it in my mood.
Oh yeah, no kidding. Uh-huh.
So it's a part of if you really want to age gracefully, you do need to take your omega supplements.
Any other tips for listeners?
Well, I think that, you know, it's also great for hair and nails. Women are always, you know, our hair is so important. We don't feel good unless our hair looks good.
Yeah.
So, you know, if somebody really feels like their hair is drying out, you know, whether from illness or aging. And nails, too. Nails can get brittle, and people will notice if they take supplements, their nails will get healthier and stronger and less brittle. So, you know, omegas really protect against age-related damage.
Now, speaking of age, do you think it matters how old you are when you start taking omega-3s?
No, I think, you know, that's why they have it for children. I mean, you know, you get your omega-3s are in breast milk, so that's why, you know, it's sort of like that's when our bodies stop. Once you stop breastfeeding a baby, they're not getting your omegas, so they have omegas for babies. So I think that, you know, from the beginning to the end, you need to take your omegas. My mother's 93 years old, and I'm telling you, she, you know, no facelift, nothing. Her skin is it's beautiful. It's gotten even better. And she's been taking them as soon as I found out about omegas, I started talking to, you know, my whole family about it. And she said her mood is better when she takes her omegas. So, and even eats, you know, the wild, cold water fish.
But, oh, yeah. Well, it's also been wonderful for eyes, I know, for protection of macular degeneration and many other things as well.
Right.
I mean, there's just a whole list of...
Digestive health.
Yeah.
You know, it really can help with your blood sugar health, your joint and bone health. I mean, there's really nothing. It really helps the whole body.
I was going to say, I don't think we can talk about what it's what it has done that's not good for us. So it's definitely something to consider. And I do agree, Nordic really does make one of the best. They are definitely one of my favorites.
And they're doing, you know, for brain health, they're working, they're doing studies with people with Alzheimer's and dementia. And they're finding that it really helps people with that. So, yeah, eye health is so important in everything, you know. I'm excited that they're doing more studies and they're talking more about omegas because I just see a difference in myself. Like I said, I see a difference in my skin and my mood.
Yeah, that always helps.
Hey, if something that can make you happier besides drinking a cup of coffee.
Oh, no, I totally agree. We're talking with Veronica Barton-Schwartz about the secret to aging gracefully, something that we all should know more about. Veronica, I do appreciate you taking some time today to chat with me.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was fun.
You've been listening to Food Talk for Health with Tonia King. Thanks for joining us. Eat well to be well.